that. Amen. Well, let's open our Bibles up tonight to Romans chapter 12. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish off what we had started last week. So the lesson may not be very long tonight. That way we can go directly into our prayer meeting right afterwards. But we're going to be in Romans chapter 12. And Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2 is what we're looking at this evening. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father in heaven, again, we thank you for allowing us to be here together tonight. We thank you for our safe travel and mercies that you've given us. Lord, we do lift up in prayer this evening that you would bless this Bible study time and our prayer meeting to follow. We just ask for your mighty hand to rest upon us, dear Lord. And Father, we lift up those that are sick. Lord, we lift up those that are in the middle of troubles tonight. We ask that you may answer these prayers according to your will, Lord, that you may meet them, Lord. Those that are under the weather, Father, those that are, again, struggling, that are facing problems, Father, I just ask that you may put your hand into their life and comfort them in one way or another. We pray for Sarah and we pray for our church, dear Lord. Help it continue to be that lighthouse, Lord. Help it be that that place where people know they can come to find out about you. And so, Lord, we just pray that your hand would continue to guide and lead and direct. And we ask you to continue to open up doors and broaden our footprint of influence in this area. And, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We broke down last week we broke down Paul's pleading for the born-again believer to present their bodies a living sacrifice. If you look there in verse 1, when Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, there is a strong distinction with what Paul is saying. He's saying when the word beseech is a hyper way to say, I beg, I am pleading with you, I beseech you. He's begging them that they would present their bodies as a living sacrifice. Who is able to do this? The only people that can present their bodies a legitimate living sacrifice unto the Lord are saved, born-again individuals. We spoke about this last week. Paul distinguishes that he's not speaking to the human race. He's not speaking to the religious. He's not speaking to just anyone, or the elect, if you want to say. Whatever. He's not speaking to anyone other than saved, born-again individuals when he says brethren. Brethren is a distinction here in Romans chapter 12 of those who are part of the body of Christ, those who are born again of the blood of Christ. And so to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, our life unto the Lord Jesus Christ, it is to be a holy and acceptable unto God. It needs to be a holy and acceptable to Him when we present our bodies that live in sacrifice. So the request is for our entire life to be surrendered over to the Lord. What are we surrendering over unto Him? Our service. So our life, our thoughts, our mindset, our words, our eyes, our ears, our schedules, our daily plans, everything that we do needs to be surrendered over to His service. Now, when I say that, does that mean that everyone should be functioning in this life as a full-time, sold-out minister of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's not what that is saying. It's not saying that everyone should be a pastor, everyone should be an evangelist, everyone should be, I would say, missionary. I believe we're all missionaries to some sort of degree, to a certain called place. You're a missionary unto your home, unto your neighborhood, unto your workplace, in your school. You are a missionary there. If you are born again of the blood of Christ, you are called into the area that you are to be a light in a dark world. That is just point blank. That is true. We heard about that this morning briefly in Philippians chapter 2, that we're called to be this light, or that we are called to shine as lights. So when I say His service, what are we surrendering to the Lord? Well, we're surrendering our thoughts. We want to glorify Him in everything that we do and how we do it. We need to glorify the Lord in our separation. Guys, there's just some things that we have to separate from. there are some things and even maybe even some people sometimes that we have to remove ourselves from for the simple fact that we can so that we can glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and do so rightly, whether we like that or not. And I get it, guys. I understand it. I understand that we say, well, preacher, that's just not fair. You know, there's some things that people tie themselves to in social media that for the benefit of surrendering yourself over to the Lord Jesus Christ, you just got to remove yourself from it, whether you like it or not. You say, well, preacher, it's just unfair. I think it's fairly fair. I think it is. I think it's fair that we would do something like that because of what the Lord has done for us. And that's one of the things we're going to look at here this evening. We're to surrender our life unto Him for His service, for His direction, for His use. You know, and this includes every aspect of our life, which even the things that we don't want to give up, even the things that we don't want to stop doing, the things that we don't want to surrender to the Lord. We need to keep in mind that that's the challenge. The challenge is when our body, our living flesh, is drawn away from the things of God. We're to do the things that God would have us to do and refuse the things that God would have us not to do. James said in James chapter 1, verse 14, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." So here it is where discipline has her role. This is where discipline comes into our days. Is it difficult? 100% it's difficult. But is it worth it? Without a shadow of a doubt, it is worth it. So when temptation enters in, it is the refusal and the outright dependence upon the Holy Spirit of God that is within us that will make the difference. And if you're not depending on the Holy Spirit of God to make those changes in your life, you're never going to make those changes. As a matter of fact, you're going to travel deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. Now, the Bible calls this a reasonable service. All right, He calls it a reasonable service. Now, knowing all that the Lord has done for us, He saved our soul, He provides us food and raiment and the normal blessings of life, just the normal blessings that the Lord has given us. Don't you think tonight that when He asks us to do something, isn't that a reasonable request? I mean, He's given us everything. You would have no food, you would have no clothes, you would have no blessings, you would have no health, you would have no salvation whatsoever without what God has done. So if He asks us to do something, no matter how great, no matter how small, it should be something that's a reasonable request because of what He's done. So on our part, it is a very reasonable request. And what this means, guys, is that you know, it's an equitable exchange, if you will. He's given us salvation, and not only us, but all to have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And since He's given us salvation, we are to give Him service. It's that simple tonight. It's not any confusion. That's what the reasonable service of rendering our bodies, of presenting our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord. That's what that means. There's nothing unreasonable about it. So the reasonable request that He's making, in all fairness, guys, is the very least that we can do because of what He's done for us. And that's what we need to keep in mind. That's where we need to kind of focus and understand clear thought and clear mindset that the Lord has given us. Now look with me, if you will, in verse 2. In verse 2. And the Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So herein is the dividing line. We're only going to look just for a few minutes. We're going to look at these first few words, "and be not conformed to this world." This is the dividing line, the dividing element of every of the average Christian in the modern world today. This is where most will get themselves in trouble. Verse 1 to them sounds good. Verse 1 sounds like it'd be something good to be on the wall and highlighted in their Bible and written about. It sounds good. Present your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. You know, it's acceptable unto God. It's a reasonable service. It's holy. You know, it sounds good. And it sounds almost doable to the average Christian. But verse 2 is where the struggle becomes very prevalent in their life. The average Christian today has no problem whatsoever in doing something for Jesus Christ. However, as long as they do not have to be different than the world around them. That's where the problem lies. This is where most people will struggle because they don't want to be different than those around them. The boys do this, they want to do it. The girls do this, they want to do it. They look at themselves, they say, well, I don't want to be different. I don't want to be an oddball. I don't want to be strange. I don't want to stand out in the crowd. I never really have bought that that excuse that so often many people make. I don't want to stand out. And yet they do things to stand out. I don't want to stand out, and yet they're posting all these selfies and, you know, bathroom photos. Bathroom photos kill me. I don't know what runs through a person's brain that they think they need to go in a bathroom and take a picture with the towels and the toilet and the washcloths in the background. To me, I think it's idiotic, but nevertheless, you know, just put it down, walk away, quit taking them in the bathroom. And anyway, that's my rant, and I'll leave it alone tonight. But, you know, guys, not being conformed to this world is a call to be different. It is a call to stand out. It is a call to be that one who's in the group who doesn't laugh at the dirty jokes, doesn't use the foul language, doesn't drink, doesn't go here, doesn't look at that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, there's every bit of that that is right. I remember when Tim Tebow, quarterback for the University of Florida, Tim Tebow was born in the Philippines, actually. His parents were American missionaries over there, did marvelous works. He was a homeschooled boy. He was an elite athlete from a young age. In my opinion, probably one of, if not the best college quarterbacks ever. And I just think he got a raw deal in the NFL, but that's neither here nor there. But Tim Tebow, even from a freshman, from his first year at the University of Florida, he came in there and he was different. Man, he was amazing at the things that he could do. On the field, but where he shined even more was off the field. And to see what he did on the field, if you could say the man shined off the field even more, that was remarkable. And what you noticed was you had guys on that team. As a matter of fact, you had a murderer on that team with Hernandez, who ended up going to prison later on after he went to the NFL for a crime that he committed while he was there at the University of Florida. Okay. He committed suicide here, I think, last year, year before. Saying all that, guys, just to bring this point in, Tim Tebow stood out in the crowd. He was a different breed, man. Not only was he a phenomenal athlete, not only was he a good student, he was a good guy. He kept himself pure. He kept himself clean. He kept himself and did right. Didn't drink, didn't do any of those things, and he stood out in the crowd. And here's what happened. Whereas you would think all the boys in the banter in the locker room would be picking on him and making fun of him, it was quite the opposite. When the teammates would go to like a restaurant or something, you would have these parasites who would want to try to come and get a photo with Tim, you know. And I say parasite just kind of a female who may not be appropriately dressed or whatever, and they want to get a photo. And of course, they'd send it out to thousands of people on the social media. These big old guys that were protecting the quarterback, they also protected his testimony. Now, here were guys who many of them didn't even believe in God. If they did, they believed the wrong way and wasn't saved. Matter of fact, one of them who defended Tim and would stand in the way so that these girls couldn't get to him was, like I said, was an outright criminal and a former gang member. And yet he was standing up for the guy that was different. And the boys, they always looked out for him. They watched out for him because they knew he wanted to keep himself pure and clean. Those are the people, guys, that you can stand out and be a testimony to by presenting your body a living sacrifice and being not conformed to this world. It's nothing wrong with being different. It's not that you're being odd. It's that you've surrendered your life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is what makes it different in this world. That is what makes you what God wants you to be. Not conforming yourself to the idea and the ideologies that the world offers. I remember a guy also, I'll tell this story, move on, be done. Same thing, a guy named Charlie Ward. He was a Heisman Trophy winner and played for the Florida State University back in the early 90s. Ended up going and playing professional basketball instead of football. I was let down at that. He played for the New York Knicks for many, many, many years. He's a good guy. Ended up marrying his college girlfriend, who I think she was going to school for law. I can't remember whether I'm right on that or not. But when they were there at Burt Reynolds Hall, and Burt Reynolds Hall was the name of the dormitory there that Burt Reynolds donated to Florida State University because he had played football for Florida State back in the 70s. When all the boys were getting ready to go out at night, you know, and You know, Charlie would be there, and Charlie would say, listen, you guys do right now. Be good tonight. Don't do anything, you know, dumb. Don't do anything that you shouldn't do. He was kind of like this guy. He was a born-again believer. He didn't meddle around. He didn't meddle around with those things in the world. He wouldn't conform, but he stood out in the crowd and had a testimony that honored the Lord Jesus Christ. And would to God that we, too, would be that kind of person that would be able to stand out and be stronger than those in this world today, to be able to stand out and be different. Say, I'm not going to be conformed. But the only way that you are not going to be conformed to this world is to surrender your life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you believe on Jesus Christ, you're saved, you're born again. The only way to not be conformed is to present that body a living sacrifice. So what the devil wants us to do, the devil is happy when we are not different from this world, when we acting like the devil wants us to do. He doesn't mind people worshiping Jesus Christ as long as they continue to worship at his altars of the world. The devil wants one thing from the Christian, and that's conformity. That's what he wants. He wants conformity, because if you will conform to the world, the devil can forgive and overlook anything else that you do. But if you'll just conform to the world, even you name the name of Christ, but you conform to the world, listen, if he can just get you to do that, then you know what? No one can tell the difference between the saved and the lost, between you and those in the world. And when this is accomplished, he'll leave you be, and he'll move on with the rest of his agenda. You know, beloved, we need to understand that the early Christians were persecuted, they were arrested, they were tortured, they were abused, they were set on fire, you name it. All because they named the name of Christ, they presented their bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, and they refused to be conformed to this world. Beloved, salvation and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he paid in order to give us salvation, meant something to them. And so it didn't matter. It wasn't about an ego. You know, listen, there was no ego there. They was taking the Bible, and just like they took John 3:16 literally and John 10:13 literally, and they took John 10:9 literally. Romans 12:1-2 literally as well. They took themselves, and they said, you know what? This is the life the Lord has given me. He saved my soul for eternity. The least I can do, my reasonable service, is present my body a living sacrifice unto him. And in doing so, they refuse to be conformed to the world around them. So I want us to let that sink in tonight. I'm going to finish right there. That's just what we had started last week. And I'll close the Bible study portion of our night out in prayer this evening. But I want that to sink into our lives this evening, and understand what we really can do in this life simply by just taking that one verse and a half and applying it into our days. Let's bow our heads, if you will. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed opportunity and time to be together. We do pray that you take these words and write it upon our heart. Let it reverberate in our mind. Dear Lord, I pray that we would think deeply on it. We would absorb it. Lord, I pray there be anyone here tonight struggling with this idea. Anyone that may hear this message, wherever it may be. I ask you, Lord, to please help them. I pray that they would give the Holy Spirit of God free reign in their life. And dear Lord, it doesn't mean that they have to hole up into a wall, into a room somewhere, and have nothing to do in the world. But Lord, I pray that you'd help them be not conformed to the world, but rather transformed by the renewing of their mind. Rather stand out in the crowd to have a testimony for you and all that they do and all that they say. Lord, we love you and we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope the Lord was good to you tonight. And short lesson this evening, but short because